Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is forgiveness. We'll return with the devotion after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Exploring Real Forgiveness, written and read by Jessica Van Ruckel. So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. Philemon 17 and 18. The roads by my home are gravel and cut the land into 1 mile squares. Corn and bean fields surround me, but the gravel roads cut straight and true, going east and going west, north and south. Getting to the gym requires a 24-mile round-trip drive, so I try to walk these roads for exercise. It sounds convenient, but it isn't. I twist my ankles on the rocks and choke on the dust from passing vehicles. Walking in forgiveness is not as easy as it sounds either. When our hearts get offended, we experience a wide range of emotions. Forgiveness seems impossible when betrayal creates a canyon in our heart. We hurt and feel pain. But when we've been wounded, we know we need to forgive. So we strap on our spiritual tennis shoes and walk the long walk of healing. There is so much to learn when we're willing to forgive someone for an offense. Jesus shows us how the virtues of forgiveness, acceptance, and restoration change outcomes, not only in our offender's life, but also in our heart. This kind of forgiveness takes time, and it expands our understanding of what Jesus did for us when he died on the cross for our sins. I have felt betrayed, rejected, and lied about. I've let thoughts of anger drive my responses and feed my desire for revenge, but wise words from a dear friend stopped me in my tracks. She reminded me that I needed to forgive and that waiting until I felt like it gave anger an opportunity to send down roots in my heart. Her gentle reminder made me think of Paul's gentle request to his friend in the book of Philemon. Paul paints a beautiful picture of real forgiveness. He reminds us that God works through offenses. God can bring beauty from ashes and work things out for his good, even when what we see is bad. Pearls form from irritations in a mussel shell. Diamonds form from coal under intense pressure. When we surrender to God's call to forgive, the pressure causes us to lean into our beautiful Savior. Jesus forgave our sins, and because he did, we can extend forgiveness to others. There's a parable in Matthew 18, 23 and 25 about a man who owed a great debt. After the man begged for forgiveness, the king granted it. Unfortunately, the man refused to forgive another man who owed him a much smaller debt. The first man faced a terrible consequence for his refusal to extend the same kind of forgiveness the king gave him. Because we are forgiven, we have an obligation to forgive. Unforgiveness is like a trap. Before my friend reminded me of my responsibility to forgive, I really wrestled with wanting an apology from the person who hurt me. It made me focus on the past and what happened more than what God wanted. I replayed the situation over and over in my mind, and I thought an apology would make the pain disappear. Instead, I became fixated on my rights. The more I struggled, the more trapped I became. Emotionally, we can hold people to a debt we want them to pay, trapping us in an unhealthy cycle. Real forgiveness releases the person from obligation to us. But when we refuse to forgive, we become bitter, which infects every part of our life. If we ask, God will help us forgive them. Then, through His empowerment, we can pray that He would bless them. When we set someone free from any obligations of payback or apology, we experience freedom. Intersecting faith and life. There will be times when forgiveness seems like an impossible task. Anger will fill your heart and bitterness will knock at your door, but you have a choice. Choosing to forgive is not based on feelings, but on obedience. If it seems too hard, God is there to help. He will give you the strength you need to release the person from any obligation they owe you. He will help you see how He's working, even in the middle of painful situations. And He will help you remember how He forgave you. These will serve as a reminder of His love and faithfulness and His ongoing presence in your life, and as a testimony to others of the power of God in your life.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.